This is DW News live from Berlin. Britain and the world mourn the death of Prince Philip. Military salutes and a minute of silence pay tribute to the 99-year-old husband of Queen Elizabeth II. Also coming up, voting is underway in Chad. Long-term leader Idriss Deby is set to extend his 30-year rule. We report from the Central African nation, which plays a key role in battling Islamist extremism. And goals galore as Champions League contenders Frankfurt and Wolfsburg square off in the Bundesliga's big clash. I'm Tomi Oladipo, welcome. Britain is mourning Prince Philip, the husband to Queen Elizabeth II. His funeral will take place in a week's time at Windsor Castle. Buckingham Palace has asked crowds not to gather, but people are still coming out to pay their respects. Flags will fly at half-mast. The prince served in the Royal Navy, and the military led the tributes to his long life of public service.
Gun salutes rang out across the United Kingdom in honour of Prince Philip, who died on Friday at the age of 99, from Woolwich Barracks in London to Hillsborough Castle in Belfast, Cardiff Castle and Edinburgh Castle. All four corners of the nation pressed the pause button for a short while to remember the prince, who also held the title of the Duke of Edinburgh. Gun salutes were also held at sea on British Navy ships in honour of Prince Philip, who served in the Royal Navy during the Second World War. The prince found a special place in the public's heart.
I wanted to bring my kids here who, as they grow up, we'll remember this, we'll remember the royal family, and we'll be part of their life. So we wanted to really come here, pay our respects.
So what I've seen, just obviously from doing history in the past, studying it and things like that, yeah, he's absolute rock. And I enjoy watching the Queen's interviews when she says that obviously he was a rock to her as well, so yeah.
I think it's just lovely just to be near the atmosphere, you know. Just seeing off a person that lived a great life.
Buckingham Palace announced that the Duke of Edinburgh's burial is scheduled to be held at St George's Chapel in Windsor. The palace also said in a statement that despite this time of sadness, the coming days will be an opportunity to celebrate Prince Philip's remarkable life.
All right, let's take a look at other stories making headlines around the world. Security forces in Myanmar have killed at least 80 people in the latest crackdown on pro-democracy protesters. Rights groups expect the death toll from the clashes in the city of Bago to rise. Myanmar has been in turmoil since the army seized power from the civilian government in February. Hundreds of activists have marched through Jerusalem in protest against Israel's prime minister. Benjamin Netanyahu is trying to form a new government after an inconclusive election. He's on trial for multiple corruption charges, and opponents say he should not be allowed to hold office. Archaeologists in Egypt have unveiled the ruins of an ancient city dating back nearly 3,500 years. The site, located near the Valley of the Kings in Luxor, is the largest ever discovered in Egypt. Experts say it's the most important find since the discovery of Tutankhamun's tomb. Voting is underway in the Central African nation of Chad. Authoritarian President Idriss Deby is set to extend his three-decade rule. Two of his main challengers have pulled out, complaining the election is rigged. DW's Fred Muvunye reports from Chad, which plays a key role in battling Islamic extremism in the Sahel region.
Idriss Deby is an experienced military man with the rank of Marshal. Few officers have achieved this military accolade worldwide. He came to power in 1990 through a military coup, and he has stayed in power since then. At this campaign rally in the capital, N'Djamena, he jokes that he's been in power since before his supporters were born. For some, like his aide, Bra Mahamat, Deby is a hero.
Chad has come a long way. We have painfully built this country. President Deby has 30 years of experience. He has given 30 years of sacrifice for this country.
But his critics say Deby is a ruthless dictator. Sixe Masra had hoped to be on the ballot paper this year to challenge Idris Deby, but his dreams of becoming a president were dashed. The constitution was changed, so presidential candidates must now be 40 or older. Masra blames the incumbent.
I am 38 this year, and he decided that because he don't want me to run for office, he changed the minimum age required. So he moved it from 35 to 45. And people started talking, saying that this is not normal. He decided to reduce it to 40. So to make sure that Masra can't run for office.
Initially, 10 candidates were approved by the Electoral Commission. Some of them have already withdrawn from the race, saying the electoral process is neither credible nor peaceful. In the capital, N'Djamena, only one figure is noticeable on huge billboards. And long live Idris Deby Itino is the only visible campaign slogan. This man has been in power for 30 years. The majority of the people of Chad have not seen any other president but President Idris Deby Itino. Now he's running for another term. Chad's population is one of the poorest in the world. Young people complain they can't find jobs. Adisu Dibam has a master's in political science, but he's been unemployed for the last 10 years.
I'm jobless, and I would like the government to create jobs for the youth, because young people, most young people, are unemployed. It's about life. We can't live without work.
Sunday's election is set to go ahead without the participation of key opposition figures, making it likely that Deby will succeed in his bid to extend his 30-year rule.
Germany's right-wing populist Alternative for Germany party is holding a convention before national elections in September. Hundreds of delegates have come together in person in the eastern city of Dresden, despite rising cases of coronavirus. Now, the party's leaders are hoping for a show of unity and a move away from the internal struggles that have plagued the movement.
They're the biggest opposition party in Germany, but on Saturday, they mostly stood in opposition to each other. Alternative for Germany's election campaign launch was sidetracked by internal power struggles, the party shying away from choosing their top candidates for September's federal election. Those wanting to topple current leader Jörg Meuthen for being too moderate will have to wait. We are now going into the election campaign. Internal struggles for positions or disputes will have to rest, and we have to deal with the opponent outside. We as a party want to bring a different spin to politics. Their lead candidates will be chosen in the coming weeks. The far-right party was founded in 2013, focusing on Euroscepticism. But in recent times, though, they've been capitalising on anti-immigration views. One thing that's remained constant is the turmoil at the top, with the leadership often riven by very public factional disputes. That's something they're hoping to avoid this time as they meet in Dresden to agree on their policy platform. This election, they're looking for votes in dissatisfaction with coronavirus restrictions. They also stated a desire to leave the European Union and reject action on the environment. We in Germany are not able to have a big influence on climate change. When you look at the program of the Green Party, if we achieve that, that is the destruction of our industry and of our car industry. That's not what we want. With polling around 12% and most parties already refusing to join a coalition with them, a limited role seems likely to await the AfD in the next German parliament.
Our political correspondent Simon Young has been at the party convention in Dresden, and he explained the main issues for the AfD in the run-up to September's election.
Yeah, what they've been discussing here is their campaign program, which they launched last night, and that's under the slogan Germany but normal. They're emphasising an idea of what they see as normality, a vision that includes such things as the return to compulsory military service and nuclear power and more coal-fired power stations, and also, of course, ditching the euro. Well, many people will ask whether really that is a vision of normal Germany that a lot of people want to see, but the AfD says that other political parties don't care what ordinary people think. I think behind all the discussions here is still a discussion, a wider debate within the party about which direction, whether to drift further to the right or whether to somehow try and seize the middle ground of German politics. An attempt to oust the moderate leader, one of the co-leaders of the Alternative for Germany, that failed here in Dresden this weekend, and also an attempt by some of the delegates to make sure that this party conference would decide who would lead the party during this important election year, of course, federal elections in September. That too has failed. That might have strengthened the right. So there's a small victory, if you like, for the moderate wing of the AfD here in Dresden this weekend, but these internal battles, they rage on.
The Bundesliga's big game saw Wolfsburg travel to Frankfurt. Now, both teams have been in fine form this season as they close in on Champions League qualification. So it was no surprise that they served up a cracker.
Luka Jovic has added firepower to an already potent Frankfurt attack. Wolfsburg, on the other hand, have one of the league's best defences. Riedler Baku curled them in front with just 6 minutes gone. The lead, though, lasted 2 minutes. Daichi Kamada fired in. Some misdirection needed to trick that stubborn visiting defence. Frankfurt had the momentum. Their top scorer, André Silva, muscled his way down the right. The on-loan Jovic did the rest, showing his parent club Real Madrid what they're missing. A defensive mix-up had Wolfsburg back level immediately after half-time through Wout Weghorst. But the hosts were relentless. First, Silva scored his 23rd of the season to make it 3-2, before another punishing attack was eventually finished off by Eric Durm. 4-2, and still 30 minutes left to play. A brief goal truce was broken in the closing stages, Frankfurt defender Tuta putting through his own net. But it was nothing more than a consolation for Wolfsburg, as Frankfurt held on for the win, Adi Hütter's side cementing their grip on the Champions League places.
In horse racing, Rachel Blackmore has made history by becoming the first female jockey to win Britain's most celebrated race, the Grand National. Blackmore rode her horse Minella Times to victory, clearing the 30 fences with perfect timing. Her success comes 44 years after women began competing in the race. The Irish rider is one of the leading jockeys. Now, here's a reminder of our top story this hour. Military gun salutes have fired in tribute to the late Prince Philip. The husband of Queen Elizabeth II died on Friday, aged 99. People have been laying flowers at the royal residences, although Buckingham Palace has asked crowds not to gather during the pandemic. This is DW News. Up next, sports live and why some of the best footballers come from countries that used to make up Yugoslavia. There's more on our website, dw.com. I'm Tomi Onladipo. Thanks for watching.